Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our lives. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Scriptures just to give us, you know, bring orientation to why we do what we do, so we don't get lost in the celebration. Thanksgiving is a very powerful mystery in the kingdom. Everything God does and everything God has made available is for our advantage. Jesus was speaking in John chapter 10, verse 10. He said, "The devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy." He said, "But I am come that you might have life and life to the full." And so everything God gets us involved in is to insist and to ensure that we live the abundant life. Because there are forces out there trying to negate and to reduce the quality of our existence. If God were to wait for all of us to come into maturity, then most of us will lose out on the purpose of God for our lives. And so while we are yet growing, God creates these systems of advantage that will help remedy every crisis that we face. Praise God. And so thanksgiving is one of those sophisticated spiritual systems that will always outsmart the devil. This is why, as individuals or at individual level, we thank the Lord. Also, at corporate level, we organize thanksgivings and thanksgiving sessions so that those who don't have that personal revelation will have the opportunity to corporately thank the Lord and to maximize everything thanksgiving offers to the believer. But in order for you to make the most of this mystery, there are a few things you must understand, because in this kingdom, your greatest weapon is understanding. You can have the name of Jesus, you can have the blood of Jesus, you can have the Holy Ghost, but if you don't have understanding, with all of that arsenal, you will still be a victim. And so understanding becomes one of the most potent weapons in the kingdom. And this is why we are going to share briefly tonight, to bring understanding to your celebration. So it's not just an emotional thing, but it's a strategic arsenal deployed in order for you to make the most of your existence. And so there are three things I want to share with us about thanksgiving very quickly before we really begin to celebrate Jesus. Praise God. The first thing is to understand what thanksgiving is in essence. When we say thanksgiving, what does it mean? What are we trying to do? What are we trying to achieve? So when you are dancing, you will know what you are doing. What is thanksgiving? Because this spiritual reality is so boisterous, it will be difficult to trap it in one definition. So I have outlined five simple things that thanksgiving represents. Whether you are singing or dancing or offering a gift to the Lord, there are five major things that that action represents. And if you know it, it will become a weapon of war. So what is thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving is a declaration of faith that God is worthy of praise. You know, many people don't understand this truth. And so they are waiting for God to do something before they thank Him. Even if God wouldn't do anything in your life again, He's worthy of thanksgiving. And the reason He's worthy of thanksgiving is because He has already given you everything when He gave you life. And so the first thing life compels you to do is to begin to thank God. It's not when you get a car, you thank God. That there is still breath on your nostril means the one who has the capacity of bringing you into existence is worthy of your thanksgiving. And so thanksgiving is a declaration of the worthiness of God. In Revelation chapter 4 from verse 11, where the angels were thanking God as John was caught into the heavens, all they were saying was the fact that God was worthy of all praise. Why? Because all things were created by Him. And so if you are alive or if you are a created being, then you have no choice but to thank the Lord. Because having the privilege of experiencing existence is an honor that you would not have understood or tasted if you were not created in the first place. And so whether you think God is faithful or not, God is worthy of thanksgiving. Because the breath on your nostril, He's the one who keeps it there. He's the one sustaining you. He's the reason why you are alive. If He's not there, you vanish. Your presence is inconsequential to God. But God's presence is all consequential to you. He doesn't need you to be God, but you need Him to be human. And so because you are alive, you have no choice but to thank God. This is why Psalm 150 verse 6 said, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Even the animals, praise the Lord. When you are sick, praise the Lord. Because you have breath that you are tasting of life, you must be grateful to God because He is worthy. He is worthy." Somebody tell yourself, it doesn't matter what I'm going through, God is worthy of praise. Be deliberate about it. Don't celebrate God only when He does something spectacular. Even when it looks as if nothing is happening. See, life is a gift. Every individual that is born, more than 1 billion sperms are destroyed. You are not smart to be alive. You were chosen. That's why you are alive. More than 1 billion sperms were competing to survive. You were chosen. And every one life that you find, 1 billion others didn't make it. It was God's sovereignty that ordained that you should be alive. And then He gave you a purpose for being alive. And so before you see anything God does for you, that you are alive alone qualifies Him of your praise. And so we thank God not because of what He is doing for us, we thank God because He is worthy of thanksgiving. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 11, here's what the Bible said. Revelation 5:11. Let's be fast. I want them to see some of these scriptures. It says, "And I beheld, and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands." And what were they saying? "With a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." So God did not just create you. When you became guilty of sin, qualified for death, He still came back to save you. And that is still an economy of life. That's why He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life." And so beyond food on the table, beyond car to drive, it is because of God you are not going to hell. He did not just create you. You became worthy of death because of sin. He still came back to save you. And the Bible said, 10,000 times 10,000, 1,000 times 1,000 are already in heaven thanking Him. You better add your voice there. It therefore means that for God to hear your voice in thanksgiving is a privilege. The volume of those praising Him are too much. If He is not omniscient, He won't even notice that you are thanking Him. If 10,000 times 10,000, 1,000 times 1,000 are already thanking Him on ending, sir, better thank Him quickly. And when you start, don't stop. Because too many creatures are already thanking Him. And they are not thanking him because of anything. Just because he gave life and he provided salvation. They said he is worthy. He is worthy. We thank him because he is worthy. Many are not aware that God is worthy of thanks. They are waiting for God to do something that they can isolate before they begin to thank him. That's the thanksgiving of a child. When you become mature, you wake up with thanksgiving. You go to bed with thanksgiving. Because you know you are not alive because you are smart. You are not alive because you are careful. You are not alive. You know, many people think they are here because they are cautious. They have a lot of, you know, caution around their life. A lot of discernment. A lot of wisdom. That's why they are. He says it's not given to man that walketh to order his steps. In your best caution, you can still be a victim if God were to withdraw himself. I just came in from Ghana. How am I able to stand here to talk? Is it because I'm a young man? Find out how many young men who are dead this afternoon. You will know that God is faithful. You don't have to see anything he has done. That you are alive and you are aware that you are alive. Then the one who gave you life is worthy. The first reason for thanksgiving is that God is worthy. Number two. The second reason for thanksgiving, or the second meaning of thanksgiving, is that thanksgiving is an acknowledgement that God is your source. When life smiles at you, you can make the mistake of thinking you are succeeding because your uncle is the vice president. When demons deal with you, you'll be shocked. That your father can be president and you'll still be in trouble. When we were starving, I had one of our colleagues then, they had everything mapped out for his destiny. He was supposed to finish service and the next week take an appointment in Arik. As a senior person in Arik, he just moved from service without experience, just go and become a senior man in an airline because he had connection. 2 weeks to our passing out, his father died. You know what? The father's friend, who is aware of the deal, did. He removed the guy's name and put somebody else's name. In the nick of time, your life can turn to the negative if God is not there to secure it. If you think you are making the progress you are making because you have a certificate or because you have an uncle somewhere, you have not understood how spirits work. He said, woe unto him that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. He said, for flesh will fail you. Any man who puts his trust in the arm of flesh, he said, that man is wooed. He said, it's like the parched places of the wilderness where there is no water. Because danger can come to him at any time. His defenses are porous. And until the devil makes up his mind, he will not know where he is. The reason you are standing is not because you are lucky. The reason you are standing is not because you have an uncle. The reason you are standing is because God is your source. And so the reason we thank God is because we have acknowledged that our job is not our source. Go and sit down and find out how much you spend in a month. Compare it with your salary, you will repent. Most of us spend 3 times what we receive as take home. Apart from the fact that God is the one sustaining you on that job, even what is sustaining you in life beyond that job is the God. That's why when you check your expenditure profile, you will discover what you earn is not up to 1/3 of what you spend. Where does the remaining amount come from? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread does not come from our job. Our daily bread comes from our Father who art in heaven. That's why even when the job is taken from you, you are still alive. When the enemy attacks your job, you are still alive. Because your resources are beyond your physical location. Have you not seen people that lost jobs before? Have you not seen people that lost business before? What is sustaining them is beyond the job. The job is actually a platform for manifesting God. That's not where your source is. And so when we thank God, we are thanking God because we have accessed the possibilities and we have realized that God is not just our maker. God is our source. When you say Father, Father means fundus. And the word fundus is foundation. It's on God we are standing. It's our solid rock. When you say Father, Father means pater, and pater is nourisher.
pattern, his sustainer. I know beyond everything on earth that there's no man sustaining me. Even if God chooses to use a man, he's only a channel. My source is the Lord. He said promotion does not come from the south. It does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. It cometh from the Lord. And if I know that God is my Ebenezer, with or without anything in my hands, I will still lift my voice and say, thank you, Lord. From the rising to the setting of the sun, your name is to be hallowed. Are you following? The devil came to God and said, does Job fear you for nothing? Allow me to touch what he has. God said, touch. This man knows something beyond the cattle. He knows something beyond the sheep. This one understands that I'm his source. His source is not the animal husbandry. His source is God. When the devil took everything, Job was still standing. The devil went back to God and said, skin for skin. A man will give anything for his skin. God said, touch him, but don't take his life. The devil touched him. He was still standing. Job's wife now came to him and said, why are you doing this? God has deserted you. Curse God and die. He said, why are you talking like one of the foolish men? Are we only going to appreciate God for good? What if evil comes? Is it not because it's our source that we are standing? And in Job 42 verse 10, the Bible said, and God gave Job double for everything he has lost. And God gave Job double for everything he has lost. I read my Bible, and the Bible said, thou shalt remember the Lord your God. It is him that giveth thee power to get well. He said, for the blessings of the Lord, he maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. The Bible said, and God gave riches to Solomon. Promotion does not come from the west. It does not come from the south. It comes from the Lord. He said, we look up to the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth. He shall not allow our feet to be moved. Him that keepeth Israel neither sleeps nor slumber. God is my source. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, Hear this. When next a man wants to make himself your God, tell him, thank God for what you have done for me, but you are not my God. God is my source. No man can look at you and say you will see. No man can look at you and say you are finished, because every man God is using to help you, it's a privilege for him. It's not a privilege for you. God chooses to use him to help you so he can reward him. And if any man decides to desert you, God will not leave you. God will not leave you. He said, a suckling mother can forget her baby. He said, but God will never forget you. That's why Job said, my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer liveth. When you go through crisis, tell yourself, my Redeemer liveth. When you are in the pit, tell yourself, my Redeemer liveth. The psalmist said in Psalm 23 from verse 1, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restored my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod, they comfort me. Thou preparest for me a table before my enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall fear no evil, for thou. Sit down. Never, hear this, never put your trust in man. Never put your trust on a job. Never put your trust on a business. Never put your trust on a certificate. All of that are channels. Your source is God. If a man raises you, a man can destroy you. If a man makes you, a man can destroy you. But the Bible said, God said, let us make man in our own image. He saw them fishing. He said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Don't let your job take the glory for your life.
Don't let a man take the glory for your life. Any man who wants to take the glory for your life is a witch. God is your source. God is your oracle. God is your everything. Only Him deserves the praise. Somebody give the Lord a shout! Are you following? Be grateful to men that God uses to help you, but don't make them your God. Be grateful to systems that God uses to make you, but never make them your God. Because it's a woe unto the man that puts his trust in the arm of flesh. Men fail. Systems fail. The only one who is an eternal rock, his name is Alpha, Omega, beginning, end. He's God Ebenezer. He's God El Shaddai. That's the only one who cannot fail you. The reason we thank God is because we have judged that although there are many channels of blessings, but there's one source. And that source is our Maker. That source is our God. And this is why we have assurance even in the pit. Somebody told me, he said, it is well, even inside the well. Obey Kwalanga, obey Odo, eh? Obey Kwalanga, obey Odo, eh? Obey! Jesus, obey my, eh? Obey Kwalanga, obey Odo, eh? Obey Kwalanga, obey Odo, eh? Obey Kwalanga, obey Odo, eh? Give the Lord a shout! Hear this. I know most of you are going through trying times. Men have looked at you and they've told you you are finished. And you have been crying for months. I came to tell you your deliverance is now. The last time I checked, only one has the name Elohim. The last time I checked, only one has the name Jehovah. The last time I checked, only one has the name El Shaddai. And that one is sitting on a throne in heaven. No other man can take his place. I prophesy over you. Everything that is making you fail, and everything that has become a god in your life, I decree that they are taken away. Everything the devil is using to intimidate you, they are canceled tonight. They are banished tonight. Arise, shine, your light is come. Thank you, Father. Sit down for a moment. We will dance here this night, though, because we are going somewhere. See, mountains will collapse. Mountains. Mountains that have been standing for aeons, they will go down. They will go down. Then we go down tonight. Ah! Ole! 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 Jineke mo! Oye mambara! Okaka! Oye mambara! Oye neke! Anyway kama! 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 Can you hear this? Somebody is dancing into his new car. Somebody is dancing into his new promotion. Somebody is dancing into his estate. Things are already happening. Cars have been given. Estates have been given. Access to higher levels of intimacy. Oh, yeah,
the Lord the job.
Here, some of you, you lost the connections that were the pillars in your life because they thought you are finished. Right now, God will connect you to people who are 10 times better, people who are 10 times bigger, people who are 10 times more relevant. In the name of Jesus, sit down. My God, my God. What is thanksgiving? Number three, it's an act of gratitude. When we know that God is worthy, when we know that God is our source, then we can't keep quiet. If we keep quiet, it means we are not aware that God is worthy. If we keep quiet, it means we are not aware that God is our source. And so when we thank the Lord, it's an act of gratitude from the heart. Having judged that He is worthy and that He is our source. And so we are saying, come rain, come shine. Nothing is going wrong. We are grateful. And you know what gratitude does? When you thank Him for one, He gives ten. When you thank Him for His hand, you see His fist. You see the totality of Him. This is why those who are wise, they always thank God. In Luke 17:17, the Bible said 10 lepers met Jesus. He told them, go, you are cleansed. And as they were going, they discovered on their way that they were cleansed. But only one came back. Because many times, 90% will never realize. 90%. You know what Jesus said? He said, where are the nine? Were there not 10 of you that were cleansed? Because God is mindful to see who is grateful. And you know what God does? The one who is grateful is the one who is made whole. Because gratitude commands more. And so when we are thanking God, we are thanking Him because we are grateful. And we know the implication of gratitude in the realm of God. Too many persons, when they need healing, they are rolling on the floor everywhere, crying and calling on the Lord. The moment they are healed, they become big men. They come to give testimony, they start speaking Queen's English. They will not speak the language they were speaking when they needed healing. When they need breakthrough, Father! Oh God! The moment answer comes, they come for thanksgiving. If they come, you know, I was just trusting God. You were just trusting God. You that was rolling on the floor. Now that time for thanksgiving has come, the intensity has reduced. Meanwhile, when you are mature, you are not perturbed when you have a need. You command it. Because you know the answer must come. It is in thanksgiving you celebrate. That's what David did. When the ark of God was returning, the Bible said, David danced until his robe got torn and a king was naked dancing. He didn't care. Micah, the daughter of Saul, looked at him with indignation. Look at a king. You don't have comportment. Is that how kings will behave? King? I'm standing before the King of Kings. You are talking about comportment? Do you know who the one before whom I've come to deal? He said, did your father make me king? I'm not dancing because I want to dance. I'm dancing from the point of the revelation of gratitude. I am where I am because of God. And so I will not be too big, unashamedly, to celebrate the God that has made me who I am. Many are not thankful because they are ungrateful. Too many times we are too selfish to lose ourselves to thank God. You come before God's presence and you come with a lot of garbage. You think you have an excuse not to be grateful. It is a state of selfishness. Even if the answer has not come, thank Him. If the answer comes, thank Him. If you are angry, thank Him. If you are dying, thank Him. You don't thank Him because something good happened. You thank Him because you are grateful. Your mouth can't count all He has done in your life. If you were to count God's blessings, you will fail 1,000 times. Because I assure you, like I said earlier, the greater things God has done, you are not aware of it. And God is too big to come and register to you everything he's doing. When you discover it, thank him. But if you are wise, you will thank him before you discover it. Because you know that even while you are yet to discover it, so much is happening on your account. Like somebody is hearing me now, and this week you receive an appointment letter. I just prophesied. Somebody is hearing me now, and this week you will receive a land that you didn't bargain for. Somebody is hearing me now, and your loved one will be saved from death this week because of you. Too many reasons to thank the Lord. The devil is too small to distract me from thanksgiving. I'm too grateful not to lift my hands unashamedly and say, God, you are the one. All the days of my life I'm grateful. Everything I have, now you give to me. God has given me. Because of Jesus, every day na shakara they do. Double low, double low, heavenly blessings. Ah, hey. Because of Jesus, God has given me this. You know what God is telling me now? Hear this. He said he will begin to do for you what you don't qualify for. Man will come around you and see you and say, no, this man should not have this kind of results. You will start having results that don't look like you. You will start having results that you don't qualify for. And your life will become a wonder to your generation. I prophesy over you, rise up to a realm greater than you. You know what it means? Hear this. When a widow has an estate, and then you start wondering, how? You enter an estate, you see 1,000 bungalows. You are wondering, who does she know? And they say, even widows brought their dead back to life. You don't have to qualify. It's the grace of God at work. I prophesy over you, dimensions that you don't even have faith for, begin to walk in them from tonight. We thank God because we are grateful. Sit down. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, it said, but we give thanks to God who causes us to always walk in victory in Christ Jesus. Our victory is not sometimes. It's not once in a while. It said the path of the just man is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Somebody looked at me and said, Kai, man of God, this is your season. I said, this is my season. So where will not be my season? So you think we came here to start and stop? When we finish, we'll hand it over to another generation. It said, whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall abide forever. There's nothing like season. The path of the just man is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. My tomorrow is 10 times greater than my today. My next tomorrow is 100 times greater than my today. The tomorrow after the next tomorrow is 1,000 times greater. We are not about to stop. We are not about to slow down. We are not about to reduce. It's from glory to glory, from power to power, from grace to grace, from realms to realms. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Hear what it says. It said, now, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and to make manifest the savor of the knowledge of his will in every place. He always causes us to triumph. Not sometimes. Always. And in every place. It's not like it works for you in Lagos. It's no longer working for you in Abuja. No. Everywhere. Every time. It's always and in every place. This is why we are grateful. Because the moment you become grateful, we activate a trigger. A trigger that never fails. Somebody's life is about to go up 1,000 times greater. Thanksgiving is gratitude for the many good things that God has done for us. In James 1:17, he said, every good gift comes from above. It comes from the Father of light, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. God is not about to change his mind. And that's why we are not about to stop being grateful. We will continue till we leave this world. And we will teach it to our children as a heritage. Praise God. Number 4. Why do we give thanks? Or what is thanksgiving? We thank God for using us to increase the boundaries of his kingdom. We thank God for others. We thank God for souls. Because when we see it happen in the lives of others, we know it is the God doing it for us that is doing it for them. So when you thank God for others, especially those who are born into the kingdom, you understand why thanksgiving is a must. Because God is not doing it only for you. He is doing it for everybody who believes him. And so when you find God doing great things in the lives of others, you lift your hands and you thank him for it. So thanksgiving is a way of acknowledging that God is not only your source, but is the source and sustainer of the whole world. Every good thing happening to everybody, God is at the back of it. And every bad thing happening to everybody, the devil is at the behind of it. And so we thank God because we acknowledge that God is the one doing it for others, just the way he's doing for us. So you don't only thank God when your life is working. When your neighbor's life is working, thank God. The Holy Ghost working in you is the one working in them. Many are not aware. And this is why their life is small. When you thank God for others, your own boundary enlarges. It's a statement of capacity. And God is mindful. When souls are won into the kingdom, thank God as if you are the one who is being won. Every day you hear souls are won, thank God as if that is the day you gave your own life to Christ. Let me read a few scriptures to you quickly. In 2 Thessalonians 2:13, hear what the apostle said. He said, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, not for ourselves. He said, brethren, beloved of God, because God had from the beginning chosen you unto salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and faith in truth. People got saved, the apostles were celebrating. If the angels will celebrate for those who God is doing well to, you who is a brother to them, who see them physically, are you not the one to thank God? Every time you thank God for others, you are also acknowledging that God is not only the source in your own life, he's also the source in the lives of every other person. It's a bigger revelation of the person of God. And the more your revelation of God increases, the more your possibilities increases. It's a spiritual strategy. Thanksgiving is an acknowledgement that God is not only my source, he is the source of the whole world. And because of that, I thank him for others. Somebody buys a car. My friends know before I ever had my first car. They tell me this person has bought a car. I rush there and give him money. Please fill the tank. Some of them, they say, I bought a car. I say, can we test it? We drive straight to the filling station. I say, fill the tank. I pay. Thank God for you. I've never bought one car with my money. The first one, I added a small amount of it or money to it. That's the last. And I have given out many cars. Because when I thank God for others, I increase my own capacity. It's a revelation. I acknowledge that God is big enough to provide for every other person. How can my own need be a factor? If God is providing for 1,000 people, is it my need that will be a challenge to God? It means I've surpassed the realm of having personal needs. Praise God. Please sit down. Because of time, let me move forward. When do we give thanks? I've mentioned passively already, but for the purpose of emphasis, let me give you three occasions where we give thanks. Number one, we give thanks at all times. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, thanksgiving is always. Make no mistake to assume that Thanksgiving Sunday is the day of giving thanks. You give thanks every day and always. Hebrews 13:15. Hear what the Bible says. See, this is one of the signs of true Christian maturity. That your life is full of thanksgiving. You wake up, God has not done anything, but you are full of thanks. Your soul is already indicting a good matter. Sometimes it's even when you are in a crisis, but you can't tell. There is a joy in your spirit that overflows. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, and you are just pouring out to the Lord. You don't even know why. It's a state of rest and assurance in God. When you find a man who gives thanks always, he has entered rest in God. Nothing perturbs him anymore. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. There's no time in your life where thanksgiving should cease. Thanksgiving is always. That's why he called it a sacrifice. Even when you don't feel like, you still give thanks. When you feel like, it's better. But when you don't feel like, you always give thanks. Did you read Paul and Barnabas? Paul and Silas? In Acts 16 from verse 25. They were beaten and thrown into prison. Imagine what it means for a national apostle to be flogged naked in the market. These guys know something. If you beat me in a Wuse market and the picture is all over the internet, they say, oh, this apostle, we told him. His zeal is too much. Don't say some things, he won't keep quiet. See what has happened. You go to Facebook, you see yourself naked on the wood. You go to YouTube, they are showing different posture. When you shouted, ah, it's there. When you said, it's there. They now use different logos. The apostle that was flogged in the market. Depression will kill you. Depression. You will now start asking yourself, how do I go out? Not Paul. The Bible said, when they recover from their pain, it said at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed. They gave thanks. The moment they started doing it, God knew that these men are not men. They have gone past the realm of men. A normal man should be embarrassed. A normal man should be depressed. A normal man should not have any reason to thank God. But Paul and Silas, they had a reason. And he said, the moment they started thanking God, an angel came down. The moment the angel stood on the ground, the foundation of the prison cracked because it's not a normal angel. And they didn't run out and say, thank God, he has delivered us from shame. Let's run out of this city quick before they see us as the naked apostles. They were there converting other prisoners. When the head of the prisoners came, he wanted to kill himself. He said, do yourself no harm, we are here. You were not the one who kept us in prison. We were passing through our destiny. So, you thought in your mind that you imprisoned us. We can't be held behind bars. This is the highway through destiny. That's why we are passing through it. Meanwhile, you need to be saved. The man said, this night, me and all my family, So what should have been depression, what should have been embarrassment, is a divine strategy to work salvation for a jailer that would never have accepted Jesus. Thanksgiving is always. They embarrass you, thank God. They praise you, thank God. They deprive you, thank God. Always. Number two, when do you give thanks? In all things. In what? All things. Because always have many loops. Some people's always will be when things are working. Like I told you about Paul, even in prison, give thanks. In fact, when your life is not working, that's an indicator that you need to increase thanksgiving. And those who know the power of thanksgiving know these things. When they are in prison, that's when they sing louder. Did you not read about Abraham? In Romans chapter 4, from verse 18, it said, who against hope believed in hope, that the God who spoke will not fail. He said, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He said, he was strong in faith, giving thanks to God. How can a barren woman and an impotent man be giving thanks when they should be praying and crying for a child? The guy understood something. That in all things, the cure is thanksgiving. The cure is thanksgiving. The only thing you must do in all things is thanksgiving. He said he did not consider the barrenness of Sarah's womb, nor his own body being impotent. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith. And the way he demonstrated the strength of his faith was through thanksgiving. In all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In all things, give thanks. So give thanks at all times. Give thanks in all things. And number three, give thanks for all things. Some people think we should thank God only for good. If you don't thank God when you are in crisis, how do you come out? Ephesians 5:20. He said, giving thanks always for all, for what? For all things, not only for good things. Before you pray, thank God first. That's the formula. Your car had an accident, you come out. Thank you, Father, for preservation. In the name of Jesus, every demon who is after me, go back to her. You don't begin to address things without thanking God. You wake up, there's no food to eat. Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you because you are worthy. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every resource needed comes now. That's how you function. You thank God before you ask. In Philippians 4, verse 6, he said, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Don't make requests without thanking God. That's the problem of many persons. You come into their prayer room, it's littered with prayer requests and prayer points. God becomes an ATM machine where they go to remove money for their needs. And they don't know how to thank God for everything before they ask God for what they are looking for. And that's why their life seems to be barren. Thanksgiving is for all things. There's nothing too difficult not to thank God for. I tell you. Because God has a way of restoring. That thing that looks like the end of the road, when you thank God, he can turn it to a bend. And you will see God route your destiny into glory that you cannot explain. Because you knew what to do when things were difficult. Colossians 3:17. Philippians 4:6-7. I beg your pardon. He said, be careful for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. For every situation of your life, make sure you what? With thanksgiving. Never step out without thanksgiving. It will reduce your warfare and it will accelerate your blessings. What does giving thanks do for you? I round up. I give you three things quickly. Number one, When you give thanks, you are enlarged. When you give thanks, you are increased. Your size is a revelation of your thanksgiving. When you see a people who are breaking forth on every side, their mouth is full of thanks. Every day, every time. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. I've read this scripture to you many times, and I'm reiterating it so that it becomes your consciousness. It says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. It says, I will multiply them. I will not multiply them until out of them proceed what? Thanksgiving. The moment thanksgiving begins to flow, it says, I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, they shall not be small. So the secret of enlargement and greatness is thanksgiving. When a man wants to increase, the Bible said to increase the place of your habitation. How do you do it? It's not by holding the tent and stretching it. Where is the tent? You can't even see it. These are invisible forces. But the Bible said the way you enlarge your coast is by giving thanks. The moment you start giving thanks, God begins to multiply you. Jesus knew this secret firsthand. He carried 5,000 men to the mountaintop, preached for 3 days. The question I ask myself is, was he not aware that there are children there? Is this word of God so urgent that children are present? But there is something. When Jesus is teaching, the presence of God is strong, so time is suspended. In the same way Moses was in God's presence for 40 days and nothing went wrong. That's what happens when Jesus is around. As he's preaching, Luke 5:17, the Bible said Jesus was teaching and the power of God was present to him. So every time Jesus teaches, supernatural possibilities take place. No wonder even the little boy forgot to eat his lunch. And the little boy kept 5 loaves and 2 fishes for 3 days and he didn't eat it. But the mystery is this. When they needed what to eat, 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Everywhere you have men, women are more. It's a proven statistic. And everywhere you have women, at least 40% have children. So what we are talking about here is not 5,000 people. It's between 15 to 25,000 people. And Jesus told them, what do you have? And the people say, wait, in case you have forgotten, we are in the wilderness. We are not in the city. And even if we are in the city, the wages of 1 year is not enough for everybody to have a bite. So please, don't take that route. Just bless them and encourage them to go home. Jesus said they will faint on their way. They have come out of God's presence. Now they will faint. And the man said, since you are insisting, there's a young lad here that has 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring it. I'm just trying to imagine what the face of the disciple that spoke with Jesus would look like. Bring 5 loaves and 2 fish. Are you not seeing the crowd? As if that is not enough. He carried it and gave thanks and said, take, give them. You now hold 5 loaves. He said, take, give who? Where do I start from? Which side? Which area do I start from? Give who? From where to where? But Jesus knew a secret. When you give thanks, multiplication becomes natural. And as they were breaking the bread was increasing. As they were breaking the bread was increasing. That challenge of your life is there because you have not given thanks. Everything you have, hear this, is enough to sustain your destiny. Everything you have, if it's a talent, is enough. If it's a message, is enough. If it's a business, is enough. What you need is to multiply it. And the way to multiply it is to saturate it with thanksgiving. You are a real estate agent. Come into that land and thank God like a madman. And see how the land will begin to multiply. Enter your tailoring shop. Sit on top of your machine as if you are sewing clothes. And thank God there for 30 minutes like a mad person. And see how the business begins to multiply. Nothing in your hands is too small. But you need thanksgiving for it to multiply. Jesus knew the secret. Every time men thank God, multiplication takes place. Number two, what does thanksgiving do? It provokes intervention. You have many battles you are not aware of. You are moving about quarreling that these people are gossiping you. That's the one you know. You should have known what the demons are planning. You saw, they said, this lady spoke against you. You came, you are angry. Can you imagine? They are gossip. That's the one you know. The Bible said, 1,000 shall fall by your side. It said, 10,000 shall fall by your right hand. It said, there are arrows that fly by noonday. You have not seen anything. If you know what the devil is planning for you in one day, if not for God, you will faint. And so instead of wasting your time with who is gossiping you, or who is keeping malice, or who spoke against you, just go to your room and give thanks. After a while, God will engender intervention. You will be delivered from that battle. And God will still multiply you, so much so that the people who gossip you will come back to watch and see your glory. That's why I encourage people, don't waste your life gossiping anybody. You have put yourself behind that person. Because the more he makes news, the more you will have something to gossip about. Face your life and grow. And if you have battles, the fastest way to engender intervention is through thanksgiving. Paul was in prison, he gave thanks. The moment they gave thanks, that same night, an angel came down. That night, not the next night. If Christians will make thanksgiving their lifestyle, you will be amazed the way God will color our destinies. The reason many great destinies are still shrouded in crisis is because they have not used thanksgiving to glorify God in their lives. Number three, what does thanksgiving do for you? Thanksgiving qualifies you for more. When a man gives thanks, he enlarges his capacity. He said, when the leper came back, God made him whole. He was first of all healed of leprosy, but now every finger leprosy ate off grew back. He was the only person that his body part grew. The other lepers, they are without finger, but leprosy died. But this one that gave thanks, the finger grew back. If you see him, you will never know he ever had leprosy. When you start giving thanks, you qualify for multiplication. You qualify for intervention. And then you qualify for restoration and for increase. God gives you more. And the more can come in form of wisdom. More wisdom for business. It can come in form of favor. It can come in form of authority. And people just look at your life and say, how is this boy doing what he's doing? You will just keep quiet and you'll be going from one level of glory to another level of glory. Who is ready to thank God tonight? Who is ready to thank God? You know how you give thanks? You give thanks through singing and dancing. You give thanks through presenting your gift to the Lord. You give thanks through honoring Him with your words. So tonight, in the next 10 minutes, we want to begin with dance. We will dance and praise. When we are done, we will present a gift to the Lord. And next month, prepare for it. Don't just appear in Thanksgiving service and say, what do I have here? Father, help me. Okay, there's 1,000. That's not how you plan for it. Plan it. Because you know that this thing is a weapon. It's a weapon of multiplication. It's a weapon that engenders intervention. And it's a weapon that produces increase. Plan it consciously. God knows if you prepare for it. Are we ready? Because you are not ready with gifts. Let's begin with dance. When we dance, the little you have, present it to God. But prepare next time, because you have to grow. Are we ready? The reason we teach you these things is not for service. It's a mystery that God has ordained for your victory. So we teach it so you can take it and apply it to your life. But I want to do something now just to show you something. To show you how effective and efficacious these realities are. I'm not feeling the anointing. I'm not feeling anything. But see this. Sicknesses will lead people now. This is not about an anointing. You have praised God. You can't praise Him and go the same. It's not possible. It's not possible. I was in Ghana. I just came in from Ghana this afternoon. 2 days ago, we were in a place called Cape Coast. I taught them about faith. And I told them, this is time for practicals. No anointing. We didn't pray for the sick. A woman dropped her stick and started walking. deaf ears started popping open. Nobody, no anointing, nobody felt. I said, if this thing is true, then it has to work or we are lecturers. Now, put your hands where you feel a pain or there's a growth, your ear where there's a challenge. Just do that. We won't shout. We are not feeling anything. It's not an anointing. This is revelation. This is truth. And truth is always proven. Father, in the name of Jesus, every ear here that has a challenge, either deafness, itching, or sound, in the name of Jesus, I take authority and I command the ears to be healed now. If the ear is blocked, I command it to open in the name of Jesus. If there be a sound in the ear, I command it to be silenced in the name of Jesus. Every eye that can't see or has a challenge here, your people have given praise. I decree in the name of Jesus, on ground, online, let every eye condition be healed completely in the name of Jesus. Every organ infection, every blood condition, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. I command perfect healing for the organs now. I release that power in the name of Jesus. Every pain in the body, on any part, the back, the neck, the stomach, the leg, I take authority over pain. I command pains be gone in the name of Jesus. And every growth in your body that is not of God, right now, I take authority. I command the growth to disappear. I command the growth to disappear. I command the growth to disappear. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. So I don't want to take too much time. Now check your body, check your body. You couldn't hear, check. You had a pain, check, check quickly. You couldn't see, check your body. Just check. Even the young prophet is coming out. He knows that something must happen. Please let this man. The body is on his heart and mouth. Bodies. Check your body, check your body. If you have noticed the change, I want to shout. If you have noticed the change, can you just wave your hand? You have noticed the change already. Come on! Give the Lord a shout! Let me see that hand one more time. Those of you who already have a change, you are not trusting God. You have seen a change for now. Everybody with hands lifted, come to the altar quickly. Come to the altar quickly. Hallelujah! 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 Praise God. And even those of you that have not seen a manifestation, you will be shocked. How many of you saw the brother that was walking here? That guy woke up paralyzed. He couldn't move. When the evangelist came the last time in the healing workshop, they prayed for him. He still staggered home. He couldn't walk. Lo and behold, 2 days later, he woke up and everything left him. You know, sometimes the power of God comes upon you and it's resting. It's resting until your faith is released. And then you catch it. Where is that brother? Please come up here.
We give you.
Are you the one walking like this? How many of you saw this man?
Yes, sir.
What God cannot do. You just woke up.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Praise the Lord. When this thing started, I don't have 1,000 naira. I called a friend from Lagos that sent me 100,000. I started, that was the money. The 1,000 naira I have when this thing had, I already used it to buy the charge card. So I just wake up. I couldn't walk. I couldn't sit down. So I called a friend from Lagos to say, please send me 100,000 so I can start the treatment. So the doctor, the physiotherapy guy treated me. I ran away. For the past 3 weeks, he has not been coming. And there is no money. At a point, my wife asked me, why is it things like this, that even the food to eat, we can't afford that, we don't have anything. And her shop rent has already expired by February. I told her that one thing I know is that God has never failed. To the extent that after everything, that problem did not stop. And as things keep going, some friends started bringing things. I said, God, I know you have never failed me. And this will not be different. At a point, something that happened, even when I was still serving my boss, happened. I sell cotton, and nobody has ever given me a job without making a choice. For the first time, a customer called me and said, Kevin, send your account number. I said, sir, and you need to choose. I said, send your account number. And he sent 500 and something thousand. I said, go, continue. So So,
these are sensitive times, so don't call people in public. Praise God. Now, after the prayers, what happened? You couldn't walk before. What happened after the prayer?
After the prayer, for like 2-3 days, I wake up one morning and I stood. I was like, I tried to stand and I stood. I tried to walk. I noticed I can walk. Then that was how I started walking.
Those of you that have not seen a sign now, before tomorrow morning, something will happen. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Evangelist Benjamin prayed for him. He didn't have any physical manifestation. 2 days later, okay, that's the session. 2 days later, the young man started walking. Now, give me 2-3 testimonies quickly. Fast. 2 testimonies quickly. Yes, Mama. What happened?
Mama,
get a microphone.
Here, 2 children and 1.
There's energy here. The Mama came with energy. There's so much energy. What happened, Mama?
Here, 2 children and 1.
On this microphone for this evangelist.
I was just standing around that kind 3 o'clock. I just had a tongue from my eyes.
Year 2001, she felt something like a stone hit her eye.
That time I was in the University of Zaria.
What happened then?
When that stone was on my eyes, could you believe I could not read very well during my final year last year?
Wow.
But to my glory, this I can see.
To the glory
now.
Of God.
Look at you here.
Wait, you couldn't see with this eye?
Oh, we are.
Somebody give the Lord a shout! Omekwalanga omeyo noe, omekwalanga omeyo. eye? What happened now? Close that eye. You mean you couldn't see this before? Give this woman microphone. What is happening to this man? You mean you couldn't see this before? Mama, wait. Before now, if I hold this handkerchief, you can't see it?
I can see it.
Before now.
No, I cannot see it.
You couldn't see it before? Mm-mm. Can you see it now?
Now, look at it here.
Touch it, let's see. Touch it, let's see. Mama is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened? You've had pains on your chest. How did you feel that pain?
I feel
to the back.
Yes, recently I start feeling pain.
Even in your leg. For the past 1 year.
I felt my breath in my ear.
When you breathe, you hear it in if you feel the vibration in your ear.
Yes.
What happened now?
That thing I felt fire.
Come on! We are out of time. How many of you had ear condition? You were healed of an ear issue. 1, 2, come. You had an ear condition. How many of you had eye conditions? Eye condition, come here. Those of you with eye condition, come here. Those of you with ear condition, stand here. How many of you had a growth in your body that left? Maybe like a tumor or a growth or something. Is there anybody like that? And then how many people had body challenge? Maybe a pain, a weight. What happened? What happened to you?
I had a sharp pain.
A sharp pain here.
Yes, sir.
And it's gone.
Yes, sir.
Mama, what was the challenge?
Having an online family member, but I had to travel down. I was feeling so heavy in my body. I came down from Lagos.
Until you came from Lagos. I met you last week.
On Tuesday after the Bible study, I felt a creature, I don't know if I should call the name, left me very, very huge.
You felt a creature left you now?
And on Tuesday.
On Tuesday,
yes.
After the prayers?
Yes, sir, after the Bible study. Then now, as you said, we should hold where I was paining us. As I held my knees, I felt fire, like burning sensation there.
You will not live here with that affliction. Whatever you came here with, in the name of Jesus, I command them to leave your body now. We are the people with ear issues. What happened? Give him my quickly.
Help mama.
What happened?
My right ear began to pain me, and then it seems as if something was blocking it.
Yes. You couldn't hear well?
I couldn't hear well.
For how long?
Since last Thursday. So till today, when I even came here, I was dancing, and then when you started praying about ear, I just realized that it was not there.
It's gone. Mama, what happened to you? You had an eye condition. What was the challenge?
Blood. I don't see clear.
Your eyes were blurry.
You couldn't see well.
Yes.
What happened now?
Then after the prayers, I opened.
It has opened. What happened to you, sister?
I had partial stroke last year.
You had partial stroke last year. Yes,
which,
I remember you.
Which led me to crocodile tear syndrome. It's called the paralysis of the eye.
Paralysis of the eye.
So I would not be able to produce saliva when I'm eating, but I would produce tears.
Are you hearing that?
I could.
It's called crocodile symptoms. She can't produce saliva when she's eating, but her eyes will be tearing because of partial stroke of the eyes. What happened?
So while we're dancing and you declare that we should lay our hands there, I could feel something vibrating and moving in my eye. Before now, I feel the weighty of the, like, the paralysis of the eye. I can.
You could feel the weight, literally.
I could feel it.
What happened now?
But now I can open my eye. I can't, like.
Celebrate! give the Lord a shout. Now hear this. Next week Sunday is miracle service. If today that is not miracle service, casually this number is healed, what will happen on Sunday? I don't know what you came with, but hear this. He said he sent his word to Jacob and he lighted upon Israel. If God has touched this once, you are not permitted to go without affliction. I decree in the name of Jesus, every challenge you came here with is handled right now. Receive perfection in the name of Jesus. You will not only receive bodily healing, even circumstantial healings. I decree your finances open up. Everything about your life that is righteous, I command it to begin to work now. In the name of Jesus. So let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' name.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejfi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.